Chassam Sofer, unbeknownst, wrote Hagoyos on the side of his Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer, Shver Reb Kivegu, was more famous for it, the Gilyon HaShas. The Hagoyos of the Chassam Sofer on the side of the Vilna Shas are much less famous. But there are Hagoyos from the Chassam Sofer that you could find that were printed on the side of the Gemara. And on the side of this Gemara right here, Gemiri the like color shifter, the Chassam Sofer says, Ayin Bavakama, Dav Kuf Tes Amid Aleph, Rashi Dibra Maschel, V'chiyesh L'cha Adam B'Yisrael She'en Lo Goyala. So if you take a look at that Rashi, the context over there is discussing Gezel Ager. So we know there's a parish of Gezel Ager. A Ger is someone that cannot have Yarshim. And if a Ger dies and someone stole from him, you don't know who to return to it. So it's one of the Matnas Kahuna. You give the Gezel Ager to the Kayanim. Sugya and Perak HaGoyz Aleitz, and not the Sugya we're learning right now. So the Gemara in the Sugya of Gezel Ager says, V'chiyesh l'cha Adam Yisrael she'in lo Goyalim. Is it possible for there to be a person that has no Yairish? Right? And the answer is, yeah, the Ger. Says the Hilge Rashi, im'en lo'y ben, oy bas, oy ach. Even if this person doesn't have a son, doesn't have a daughter, doesn't have a brother, he's a primary kroivim. Obiyesh lo'y korev ad Yaakov Avinu. Ha'korev korev Yairish. Going back to Yaakov Avinu, for sure you're going to find a Yair, somebody. He doesn't have a cousin where he shares the same Zayda as Yaakov. So, says the Gemara, the way Rashi explains it, V'chiyesh l'cha Adam Yisrael she'en lo Goyalim. So the Chassam Sofer said, take a look at this Rashi. What did the Chassam Sofer want? He wanted that Rashi wasn't Nizer l'chayra in the dicto kaloshin of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Nachlam im mashmeshes v'ileches ad ruve. Now the Gemara asked the Kasha, V'lei mad Yaakov, Amar Abaye, k'mirit l'koloh shifta. But Rashi over here, when he brought this Inyan, he said ad Yaakov Avinu. Okay, it's true ad Yaakov Avinu. Rashi's not saying a full statement, but at the same time, if the Lashon of the Gemara is Nachlam im mashmeshes ad ruve, so why would Rashi, b'lashoyne hazav, altered the Lashon of the Gemara? Rashi's quoting our Gemara, essentially. But he's misquoting our Gemara. In fact, the Gemara asked the Kasha that why didn't the Gemara say it the way Rashi said it? And the Gemara gave a teretz. So why wasn't Rashi so nice? This is the Ha'ara from the Chassam Sofer. It feels like a Gilyon HaShas, right? You would expect Reb Kiveg and Gilyon HaShas to be saying this Rashi. That's exactly what the Chassam Sofer did in his Gilyon. But I'll tell you something interesting. In a Tshuva, and this is a Chayshe Mishpat Simin Kuf Chav Zayin, the Chassam Sofer asks it as a kasha, and then the Chassam Sofer says a teretz. He says a pshat and Rashi, kidarkir v'kodesh. He says a charifos. He says all the Gemara said is that it's impossible gemiri d'leikol shifta. There always has to be a member of every single shevet. Okay, that means there could be one person of every. There has to be one human being alive of every individual shevet. In this case, where somebody stole from someone and he has to return it now to the person that he stole from, and that guy's not alive, and we're trying to figure out if he has a member of his shevet, maybe there's one person alive in his shevet, and you know that person is? It's him. It's the Gazlan Alein. And if it's the Gazlan Alein, then he has nobody to return it to, right? So the Rashi was saying that where's the Negeya situation where there's a sugya of Hashava, and we're trying to figure out who the Yairish is, and you're telling me there's no Yairish. So over there, you can't tell me Ad Ruvain, because Ad Ruvain, maybe there is taka nobody Ad Ruvain. I mirrored the like color shifter. You're right. This Gazlan and the Nigzal, they were the last two surviving members of Shevet Ruvain, and now that the Nigzel died, so Ruvain's the only guy, he would have no Yairish. So here you have to come on to Yaakov. He rather weaves it into the Pshad of the Gemara. He says it's a Chiddush in the Sugi of Gezel again. Rashi's not just saying the Melitza of Alma. Rashi's actually learning up the Gemara. That's already beyond the scope. The Iker is the Cha. And this was the Tzushtel of the Chassam Sofer, and a little bit of a Mahalach maybe in what's going on over here.